Now, verse 15, he says here, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, that's another thing. A child of God is a workman, and here he is to show thyself. Actually means to present thyself. Study to present yourself unto God. A workman here evidently means a teacher. And this is the fifth figure of speech. A child of God is a teacher. And that means he's to be a student, and he's to study. That needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that means to handle rightly. Now, I want to hold that for just a moment, because I feel like this is, frankly, rather important here. To rightly divide the word of God means that he's to be a skilled workman, like an artisan, a student of the word, and that he must understand that the word of God is one great bundle of truth, and that the word of God has certain right divisions. And the Bible is built according to a certain law, a certain structure, and that must be observed and obeyed as you go through the Word of God. And you just can't lift out a verse here and a verse there and ignore a passage here and a passage there. Now, that's actually the main reason that we teach the entire Word of God, because my feeling is today that it's so easy to pick out a passage here and a passage there. But the Bible is not that kind of a book. Now, I quoted to you some time ago from an article. Now, here's a quotation from that. Now, this reveals the ignorance of a man to recognize that the Word of God is one great unity that needs to be rightly divided to properly understand it. Now, I'm quoting him. In short, one way to describe the Bible, written by many different hands over a period of 3,000 years and more, could be to say that it is a disorderly collection of 60-odd books, which are often tedious, barbaric, obscure, and teeming with contradictions and inconsistencies. It is a swarming compost of a book, an Irish stew of poetry and propaganda, law and legalism, myth and murk, history and hysteria. Now, may I say to you that that man really speaks a mouthful, and his verbiage is, I would say, quite verbose, and that he reveals here a woeful ignorance of the Bible, and he reveals also what comes when anyone does not rightly divide the Word of God. Now, what do you mean by rightly dividing the Word of God? There are certain dispensations in the Word of God, and it is a different method whereby God dealt with man, always on the basis of the death of Christ being the method of salvation. But man expresses his faith in God in a different way. Abraham brought a little lamb, so did Abel. And I hope you don't take a lamb to church next Sunday morning. You're going to be entirely out of order. Now, it's all right for Mary, who had a little lamb that followed her to school. But your little lamb shouldn't follow you to church today. Because already the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world has come. We look back. Now, that's rightly dividing the word of truth. I wish that man knew a little bit about the Bible before he writes about it. And when he says it's the book that almost nobody reads, I think he belongs to that class. And before any man can speak authoritatively on any subject, he ought to know the subject to a certain extent. Now, I'd recommend that this brother study the Word of God. Now, a child of God today needs to do that. And I do want to say to you, when I began, I went to my denominational school, and to me it was utter confusion. The Bible was, and I would rather have agreed with this man. And then there was put in my hands a Scofield Reference Bible, and I got under the teaching of a wonderful pastor, and that led me to listen to men back in the old days like Dr. Harry Ironside, Dr. Louis Sperry Chafer, Dr. Arthur I. Brown, and those men, bless my heart and bless my soul. And the Bible became a new book. That's what he's telling Timothy here. Now he tells him, though, to shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. That is, all of this that comes to no profit whatsoever to the individual. And therefore, he is to avoid all of this. Now he says, and their word will eat as doth a gangrene, of whom are Hymenaetus and Philetus. Now, I don't know much about these two men that he mentions here, but they were apostates. Who concerning the truth, now this is verse 18, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. See, actually, in that day, there were some that were teaching that the resurrection had already taken place, and that would mean anyone still around that missed it. Now we come to verse 19 here, and let me read this. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Now, back in the Old Testament, you will recall that the Israelite was commanded to write out a scripture and put it on his house. In other words, he was to make his house a billboard for the Word of God. And you see all this idea of display advertising today, outdoor display advertising, why, it certainly makes the things that are wrong in this world look right and very attractive. Beer and liquor and many other things that are revealed there. The nightclubs, it all looks very attractive when it's on a billboard. Well, we don't put up the Word of God much today, and if it's going to be put up, friends, make sure that you write it out attractively. I think it hurts the cause of Christ to have some crude scripture written. That is, written crudely, I should say, and put up. Now, God told his people over in the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy, he says, thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand. They shall be as frontlets between thy eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Now, they were told to do that. Now, on the church. The church has two scriptures. Number one is, the Lord knows who are his. But how are the folk on the outside to know? Well, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And friends, that's the way that on the outside they're going to know. And that's what separation is. Separation is separation from evil, and it is separated unto Christ. If you name the name of Christ, be sure you're not living in sin. And we have today, unfortunately, some that are great about asserting doctrines and that they are fundamental in the faith. And it turns up that they've had an affair with some woman, or that they have dropped into sin and been proven dishonest or something like that. Well, my friend, the way the world outside's going to know is that that sign that's on the church, you don't need it there because God knows his own. But outside, the world's going to know by the life you live, and that's the only way they're going to know. And that's what he means here.